Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. We had a very good show the first hour, and it was good because people called. And I have not wanted to come to do the program because you let me sit there like an idiot and pontificating. I say some very interesting things. I can sit down, and this is not boasting. I'm full of it. I get lots of people saying, he's right at that. No, but I'm full of what you're not on. And I'm fulfilled. And you're a fool that's filled with thoughts and angers and frustrations and sicknesses and diseases and problems with your family. There's not anything I can't deal with. There wasn't anything Jesus couldn't deal with it. He dealt with even dying on the cross, where he put himself there. He actually put himself there. He didn't get angry with people. He didn't get resentful. He even cried. Not that, you know, there was a time that I wasn't so sensitive. I didn't have the depth of thought when I heard him say, they say he says in the Bible, when he's dying, last message, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. What do you think that means, ladies and gentlemen, juveniles and crocodiles? What do you think that means? Answer me. 800-866-8883. Be still and know I am God, he says. It's written. That is a key which I have been recently given about 2 years ago. And it happened one night when a trucker was so broken he could not drive his truck anymore, so full of anxiety. And a problem with home and a couple of kids and an angry woman and angry kids. And he has to have 2-3 jobs. He couldn't stand it anymore. He pulls over. I said, he doesn't know what to say. I can't do it anymore. I said, would you like to try me to help you meditate on the telephone? And all of a sudden, it came through me. 7 minutes. I did it in 7 minutes. My materials you can get from the foundation, if you don't understand, it's called Be Still and Know. It's a beautiful title for it, and it really works. But what if I can condense that into a pseudo-religious package? Just 7 minutes and give it free so the whole world can come together under God regardless of country, rage, anything. See? And so it works at least half the times with everybody. There's lots of people who don't want it. They'd rather be dead than wrong. They don't know they're going to be dead and wrong. See, so here's the number, 800-866-8883. I want you to understand, I do my best work when you call. This first hour will be repeated as the third hour, so you won't miss it because it was a great discussion with sensible seeking people. I want this one to be the same way. I do not hurt anybody. I am strong in my, I don't have opinions. I speak absolute truth. Now that will get you in the middle of your, right in the middle of your head, some of you people. I am speaking to you with absolute honesty, absolute truth. And I would appreciate you correcting me. There it is. If you sense something wrong, like big ego. I understand what I'm saying, that it seems egotistical. But Jesus wasn't an ego. He spoke with absolute truth and authority. And so I say the same thing because I woke up one morning and understood that. And we'll be right back. So 800-866-8883.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, good evening. This is Roy Masters, 800-866-8883. And you can call me from 6 to 8 p.m. weekdays, West Coast time. And then the first hour is repeated as the third hour. I'm looking for callers. I just said I speak with absolute clarity and perfection. I am not perfection. What's in me is perfection. You need to have the perfect God living in you, or His Spirit, whichever it is. I'm not sure of that. Jesus says, you cannot understand me now, but when I have gone away, I will send the Holy Spirit. So each one of us has one of those, as is from God. I'm pausing here because I was looking for a word, emissary from God. There it is, it came. And so, here's the number. And what callers do is not only better themselves, but help other people who have never heard such a conversation as I will have with you when you call in the whole life. And I'm hoping that you will support this program, because, you know, Jesus had a purse. He was able to get, you know, gold coins out of fishes. I can't do that. I'm pretty good at magic, but not real magic. But yes, real magic in the sense that people really get better when they understand what they need to understand. So you have it. You have understanding already. But it's blocked. You get lost in what you had when you were a child. You got confused. There's layers and layers of hostility. But buried underneath all that is a real you. And on top of that sort of thing, and coming through you all the time, is as you grow up, you learn words and get education. And whether it's true or not, it is mechanically shoved into you. And so you learn how to speak, every person is suffering from an identity crisis. Something of yourself is always leaving and feeding others, satisfying others in a very perverse way. And something of them is always coming into us. See, and all this has something to do with despair and dying. And so unless you have the key to Paradise Lost, you will die having never lived. And medicine can keep you alive. The value of that is to keep you alive, because it's a difficult world we live in. In America, you have sufficient grounds to take medicine for certain things until you know better. So you live long enough to know what's really wrong, and then say goodbye to your pharmaceuticals, legal and illegal. See? And so I've been through it. My journey has been through the medical system, and they did more harm than good. And then they had to fix the good with the more harm with a different fix, which was more harm. And so I almost died twice, three times. They tried to kill me three times. Yes, because I'm old. I make sure they don't attend to you. The nurses, yes, but there's no doctors anymore. So you got to be very careful. It's a good thing I have some sons who stand guard over me. That's what you need when you have to take your father or your mother to hospital. You need to be an adversary for them. All right, now, let me continue. 800-866-8883. We're looking for someone who has not been able to solve the problem. So let's say you have cancer. And that is one I understand best. And you have, whatever you have, whatever the diagnosis is 95% a symptom of an effect, which before that is a cause of that effect. And I'm speaking metaphysically. So what's wrong with you is metaphysical. Metaphysical meaning something you can't see exists, and there's a good part, and there's a good self, and a bad self. And the bad self is what gets you into you when you come into culture. It's coming into culture that corrupts you. I'm saying, if you have anxiety, fears, guilt, you name it, all kinds of problems with your body and your vital parts, heart disease, liver, everything. For the most part, you're living in a country where food is not dangerous. But lots of countries in China, you know, they've put their own dung on the fields and their livers, so but 20% of them have liver problems. 20 and more. And so those are the things that will kill you because of. But in America, the foods are watched, so you can't really blame that, except you eat too much or the wrong kinds of food. And why would you do that? Because you lost your common sense. You lost a sense of worth. So therefore you become fatter and fatter and fatter. You're just living like a king or queen and just shoveling it down and becoming more hungry. The more you eat, the more you want to eat, and the more, slowly but surely, it will kill you. Food will kill you. And there's a big story I can tell you about food and why it is symbolic of something. It's an inherent symbolic thing. I told you, when you come into the world, you're coming into a culture, and culture precedes you. But you come into the world intuitive. You got a gift. It's in there. It comes with you being born. But when you come into the culture, when you come into the family, some families are very broken. But schools are broken. Everything is broken. Everywhere you are, there's brokenness. Every now and then, you'll find a person like me. And not many me's. But there is something in you that is me. And when you listen, your response is like a breath of fresh air, is it not? But if you have a friend, not really a friend, see, and you're sitting in the car driving and you turn me on, you're going to have a tremendous reaction to what's in that person, which is not in you. You do think you got a friend. All of a sudden he said, you're listening to that man? He's crazy. But all of a sudden you, what's the matter? He helped me. I got this and that. I had all these problems. I had cancer. I got better. He wants to jump out of the car. He's no longer your friend. That, then, let's assume that happens and you lose a friend because you're talking about me. That's because you're talking about with me, you have come to see. And when you came to see, your problems went away and you become free from them. You should know the truth and the truth will set you free. And truth isn't simply an apple sitting on the table, we'll say that apple's there. It's true, it's there. It's not that kind of truth. It's the pure truth, intuitive knowing, a knowing without knowing why you know. How else would you do it? You wonder, when you have that, why people can't see. They can only see one side, the negative, and then the super positive, and the whoopee side. Those emotions are dangerous. Then they will change you. It's only natural to be dangerous, emotional. Of course I have emotions, but not for you. When you try to make me upset, you come to it's like hitting a rock. Something will hit you. You'll be like hitting in a rock and I don't feel anything. That's how it will be. In other words, Jesus felt pain, but not hate. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. He knew he was going to go through this. He knew it. He knew terrible pains will come with it, physical pains, but didn't hate the hurter. That's what he's trying to say. The whole business of living on this earth, wherever you are, whatever race and color and creed you have, is that you're one of mine. You may be on the left when you should be on the right, but then the right's no damn good. You need to not belong to either one of those. You need to belong to him. Then you're American, one nation under God. But you're all scattered. See? So you've got this religion, that religion. Of course you can have any religion you want. As long as it brings you not to need your church. But still you can go there anyway. See, I want you to listen to me in such a way that you don't need me anymore. But still, I'm your friend. You like to listen, and there's always a little something you might want to share with somebody. Isn't that the way we should be? In your way of life, wouldn't it be nice if you could have all day long, opportunities, meeting somebody, being married, having your children, and then using your wisdom, your graciousness, your lack of angry energy, the lack of being too sweet and kind, see, which is poison also. And the children sense it. So if you could have children like that, for example, if you could actually get rid of all your problems, then it's easy to do. You see how quickly Jesus was able to transform people from being sick, but it's only because they've accepted his order. What I mean by he is the agent of change. Don't call me good, he says. Why call me good? There is no good. He's saying he's not God. Why call me good? Only God is good. Now what's that saying? How do you listen to that? It just goes over your head, doesn't it? It doesn't go over my head. All of a sudden it's real. And then all of a sudden, the people who listen to a man who's real like that is healed, free. He loves what he sees. He loves what he senses in that person. That kind of person you must be. And if I'm that kind of person, I can pass it on to you just by listening to me. But better off, you can do it by going to antidoteforall.com. That's the free, no cost, no obligation. There's a place there if you want to give a donation. There's information there if you scroll down, but it's not showing. And so when you're ready, go to that. And go to that in secret. Close the door of your house. Put the earphones on so nobody hears it. And listen to the computer. That's me. And that 7-minute meditation came from that night when the truck driver could not drive his truck anymore. He was broken completely. And that meditation came to me to do it only 7 minutes without me being there. And so a couple of weeks later, everything went like it should. And so here we are, 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883. Now, since I'm not getting any calls anymore, and 800-866-8883, I'm going to give you new listeners a little shock. Okay, you ready? Are you perfect? No. Am I perfect? No, I am perfecting. That's different. So I meet with my love of the Spirit and the Spirit loving me. I meet all problems as He wishes. Forgive them, Father. Don't take anger. Don't get upset. Don't be annoyed or ignorant, irritated. See, endure trial and tribulation. But you can if you have him in you. And that is magic. Now, let's go to the other side. And I'm going to come to the other side, and I'm just going to be... I'm just going to finish this off. It was 2 minutes. So now we go to the other side. And here is where you must focus your mind for just for a minute. When you are violated, and everybody on earth has been, unless you're a saint. Everybody tries to, from get-go, I had it as a child. I didn't know what I had. It was like being Moses, see, being born, and sort of going down in the reed boat and being rescued by a princess or a prince, see. Princess it was, of course. But the point is, I had it all along and didn't know I had it. But that's not everything. I just want to make the point is that you have lost something by the act of being born into the world, into the culture. The culture is into you. And that's what's wrong with you. And it takes you freedom away, which reason we're losing our country. Because here it is. Everybody has been corrupted. Everybody. Except a few. And if we were prophets in a different time, they would string you up and kill you. Some of you hate me already, listening to me, but I warn you. You hate me, you start to die. Simple. You don't know where it's coming from. You really don't. There's 100 revenges, mine, saith the Lord. If you get upset with me, and I don't get upset with you, you're peace, you're toast. And you will not see where it comes from. And it won't be physical. It may be physical, but we'll go into that some other time. If you call me, I can explain all that. But I want to just quickly finish. Is this. Every person who has been comes into the world, and that is unnaturally corrupted, so it takes on the identity of the culture, which gives you options, both wrong. And those two options are to go along to get along, or to be the bully that gets others to go along to get along with you. Nothing else. You're toast. One way or the other. There's no way out. Except that you don't react. You discover, I'm telling you, you had the intuitiveness. And when you came into the world, you had it. The beautiful children have a sweet innocence. And they really just want to know. But you are, adults screw their minds. You push knowledge into them. You scream and yell. You take your frustration out of them. And it's everywhere. You send them to stinking schools. And you know better. You push. You motivate. You ignore. You love too much. That's what's the matter with you. Etc., etc. That's corruption. And so what corrupts owns you. Now, you name it. If you're a stamp collector and you love that, you're addicted. Or you cause others to addict if you're addicted. If you're a dealer and money is the important thing, it's okay if it's fun. Okay if the business is, you do kindness and you're firm and you're wise. But when you don't have that quality, the tendency is to be motivated to make money, success, to overcome the inferiority of losing your intuition. See, and not knowing where you're going, but not being to not fall by the roadside by lots of people. So you become very good at what you do, very clever, very successful, very powerful. And people will just, you live through people. Oh, it's a wonderful world. If you bring them on the radio, the clapping hands. He's a millionaire, a billionaire. I'm not any one of those. If I was, it would all be the military would get it. Okay, but let's take this. I just want you are owned. And the ownership comes with you. It's very much like, to make it straight to the point, you take our civilized, sort of pseudo-civilized soldiers. And this should be at West. The military people I've spoken to should say this should be at West Point, to help the soldiers not to overreact, and cause the enemy to react to you not overreacting, and then that's a winning streak. But everybody who is born into this world is born into the culture. America is the best of all cultures. What's left of it? You can make your mistakes, and the years goes by. You get drunk. You have sex. You do things. All you mishandle everything, especially the ladies. You have sex like animal, two dogs of copulating in an alley, and you'll sink as low as that. And you've got drugs and alcohol, but all of that, when you get over it, and since I have the right to speak. Where I don't have the right to speak anywhere else, not even in my native country, England. They were terrified of me. I had to send my tapes to a ship in the middle of the channel. Otherwise, I go to jail for free speech. So you need to find again. All of you good people need to find it, so you can deal with the bad ones. That's the key. Know how to deal with the bad ones. And you win by not losing your cool. Okay, we're back there. Now I'll take my call. Good evening again. Let me suggest, since I mentioned it, go to my website to download at no cost and no obligation and share it with everybody that you can. But sharing it creates some danger because you become virtuous and you become different from everybody else. And some people will like you for it and some people will hate you for it. It doesn't matter. See, you don't get proud if people like you. You exist, and because you exist, you have a light, an energy field around you that keeps you from being sucked into bullies, situations. See, because once you do that, you'll be owned by what tempts you, what violates you. You have to understand what violation is. Sometimes it's very subtle, it's sweet and nice. And you can get caught in the grind just by the temptation of its sweetness or its strength of seduction. But the thing is, once you and then you get angry for the outcome. And the anger is where we need to help you on being resentful. That key word. So you go to my website, download a 7-minute meditation. There's no obligation. We would like if it works, a donation. And keep it donating, please, because I'm not just an ordinary doctor. I'm not a doctor. This is a spiritual service. So please support me. So I don't have to beg. Okay? Thank you very much for paying it forward so others can hear as you were able to hear from others you'll never know. All right. So now maybe we'll come back to this lady we have, Susan. We'll be back with her in a second. But let me give you the address of Antidote for All. Antidote for All is just a simple website, and all is on it is that. It's a big picture and just a little arrow, and this is put earphones on, press button, bing, 7 minutes goes by, and there's no religious words, just simple way of crossing the border into paradise lost. That is the secret, not words. Then pretty soon you start to wake up. And then you understand words. And then you see how words are hurled at you like weapons. Okay? And how they bombarded you. And then you're free from pressure. Because if anybody pressures you, it becomes pressure to them. And you don't even notice it because it's a gift from the Creator. All right. I'm done. 800-866-8883.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
We got a lady, Susan, that should be interesting. Susan, thank you for waiting. This is Roy.
Thank you. Hi,
what can
Roy.
I do for you? You want me to rescue from the magic woman?
Yes, please. Thank
That's
you
easy.
Very much.
It's easy.
Do you like to fly there?
How did you get involved with her?
I didn't. She was friends with my boyfriend before we started going out.
Yes.
And she had feelings for him that he did not have for her.
Oh,
and
I think you've called before, haven't you?
Yes. So, you know, she's been doing stuff. So after I called you, she didn't bother me for about 2 weeks, but she ended up going and attacking, spirit, like psychically attacking my niece and family members.
How does she attack your niece? How does she?
What she does is she astral travels. So in the middle of the night when you're sleeping.
Do me a favor. It's like an airplane. All of a sudden she leaves her body and that's what you're talking about, astral travel.
Yes.
They leave their body, but you can shoot down the spirit.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Absolutely.
I can get a machine gun for you.
Okay.
A spiritual machine gun.
A spiritual one.
I love that. This is stupid. That's one stupid woman.
Right, and what she does is, I used to feel it when I would go to sleep. I didn't know what was happening.
Yes,
and then my intuition has gotten stronger and stronger over the past few years.
Yes.
So she would pull out your soul through your feet. Why are you
in love with this woman? It's just like she's touching you. She's there.
Yeah.
Is she following?
She's inside me. She gets inside my body, and I can't get rid of her.
Oh, so this is the physical, the corporeal part is not involved here. She's somewhere else, right?
Her physical body is somewhere else. Yeah, I think she's in the same state that I'm in.
She's doing unto others what was done to her.
Right.
Did you know that in order to be one of them, as long as you've been a bully or a coward or a powerful force over other people, you have to be corrupted. Because an innocent person cannot do these things. You get something completely opposite from innocent people, if they knew what innocence really was. Because nearly everybody born is born into culture. And culture gets into the newborn, especially with a boy, a male child, especially, they attack that. Obama want to get rid of all the male children, right? All the men, and make women more important than men. That is upside down. Men are leaders, and they're closer to God than the women. And the order of life, true life, what giveth life. If you ever understand what life is, it's marigold. Just look at a tree, a leaf, you know, a dandelion flowing in the wind, carrying a seed with a parachute. And just look at the magic. No, it couldn't do its, it couldn't be, couldn't create itself. Couldn't. See, let alone what's under the ground itself, which has no life. So, there's two kinds of lives. One is, it came into the world with Adam, and spread through one man's sin and death, who's been spread through the whole human race. So every race and color and creed has the same problem. Exactly. Variations of the sickness. See, and the variation of the sickness is twofold, both wrong. So you can never have a good life because you're a bully, but you were corrupted to be a bully. That woman was corrupted to be what she was. And so it's all bullcucky that she's doing that. Only because you are feeble and you're too sensitive, too loving, too caring, see, that you got your guard down. And so this woman, sensing your innocence or lack of innocence, because everybody lacks some of it, but deep down inside you and deep down in everybody listening to me is the entrance to paradise lost. But if you react to the world, you start to live from the world. So they take advantage of the fact that you are sort of gullible and not able, because you're small, you're little child, And so they sense your beauty and they want to live from it. See, and so you can carry that innocence, that level of innocence into life with you. It's always there. You're always trying to do the right thing. And so, and you also feel guilty because you don't do the right thing. You feel guilty because because something upsets you. All I'm trying to say to you is, if you could take that 7-minute meditation, I'll take you across the other side. And when you open your eyes, you will be coming from a different place, and that thing inside you will disappear. It run like hell. It hasn't taken a grip on you yet. See, that person is doing to you what was done to them. That other person was an innocent child just like you were, except she has taken hold of it, and the only sense of worth she can get is to make you feel worthless, to live off your dying to her. So everybody who's been intimidated in life owes that self to that particular body, person, or down the line, people opt in and take over. I just want to read you a little piece of the Bible. I want you to go there. Can you got a pencil and paper?
Yes.
Okay. Are you following me?
I am, yes.
Jesus is I don't know where the chapter is. When I was doing a seminar in Las Vegas several years ago, I opened the Bible, the Gideon Bible, and it opened a certain spot where Jesus is talking to his apostles, and all of a sudden he stops and he says these words, we must go now, and these are the words, I see the adversary is coming, but he has nothing in me. Now, most people will let that go. I read the Bible, I know, understand it. He has nothing in me. He is, in other words, nobody can go in, hop in, and take over that person and make him do whatever he wants and then walk away with the prize. He is pure. You are going to be pure like that. You're going to look at that person with compassion and see she does not know what she's doing. She's only knows what to do to you because it was done to her, and she's trying to take your life force away unconsciously. She doesn't know she's doing it, but you know she's doing it, and because you know she's doing it, you don't get resentful towards her. You forgive her, Father, for she knows not what she do. Bang, it goes away. Now close your eyes, okay?
Yes.
And look at your eyelids. And here it is. Look at your eyelids, and you can see, like, are you sitting in a dark room?
I am.
Good. So you, but then the lights in your eyes shine brighter, don't they? You see that? Say yes or no. Look at your eyelids.
Yeah.
You see them? Like little pixels moving across the screen of the mind, all kinds of different colors sometimes. That is caused you to sit back away from your intellect, your brain. Your brain is a monkey brain. It will do as it's told from within or from without. As I speak to you, I'm delivering you to a place in yourself that will move through your lens, your spirit as a lens. The part of you that's really you in spirit. See, because the spirit of you has a hand within a hand and an eye in an eye and a leg inside the leg is spiritual. And therefore, there you are a person within a person that way. Because if you wave your hand over your head and put it behind you, you could still see that outline of your hand moving behind you. You can feel a person come up behind you and see that. See, eventually you will see behind you. or sense it as a shadow, as a, see? So what I want you to do is to be a, look at your eyelids, and that, just doing that, has separated your consciousness, your real self, from the flesh and blood brain. It's only, it dies, it falls apart at the grave. But you won't. And everything that's in it will be washed away by you just looking at your eyelids, which is really looking at the surface of your brain, and really your soul has now become a lens. That's where the light's coming from. That's why you can see the brightness of your, what appears to be your eyelids, which is the surface of your brain. Now be aware of your first finger of your right hand, and you see the, your fingers will tingle. First finger, just be aware of it. Nothing else, just be aware that it exists. Can you feel the tingle just a little bit? Can you say yes or no?
Yes.
That's good. Now the second finger, same thing. It tingles just a little bit. Says, thank you for paying attention to me. I'm feeling better already, your fingers will say, in a manner of speaking. And then the third finger, and then the little finger, and you can feel it. Now the thumb, and you can feel the hand tingling, correct?
Yes.
That's an energy field that's washing. It will be all over your body soon. It will spread and wash out her and everything else from this day forward. You were appointed before your birth for redemption. You have now just met it. You are now there just receiving it. Do the meditation and continue receiving that. And pretty soon it'll be just everyday life. You won't even notice it's there. Everything will work fine. Say goodbye to that lady now, would you? Bye.
Bye.
Wake up.
Bye. Goodbye.
Wait, wake
goodbye.
Up. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel light.
Yes? Feel like what?
I feel very relaxed.
And not afraid.
Very open. Very
and not
open.
Afraid. Free. So now
free.
Here's my advice to you. When people are like that, understand they are, there's a dark side in everybody. And so, listen, can I just tell you a little story? Let me just tell you how things are subtle. Shall I tell you? I mean, something really, really subtle where anybody would be angry and hostile. Let me tell you a little story that happened just a week ago. I'm not well. I've had a lot of operations, etc. It began with a wrong diagnosis and it led to all the others that made me worse. But I grew. And the parts themselves were fulfilled, and I grew new arteries and new everything. And so right now I'm not so well. I just mentioned that in the beginning, but I don't let it bother me. See, and so it's going to be okay. But I couldn't go out. And I have a swimming pool. I like to swim, the 50-foot pool. And I like to swim. I haven't been able to swim for a couple of years yet. I just wanted to be prepared, but I wasn't strong enough to do it. And the pipes broke, and I couldn't get anybody to fix it. And so I got one person, a plumber, who doesn't do that kind of work, but it's a pipe which is on the surface. And he was a nice young man. And I said, can you come back and fix that? He says, I'll do it in the morning. And because he actually did something for my sink, and he did a nice job, and I said, oh, you're a nice young man. But his mother was different. So he didn't appear the next day to fix the pipes. It went for several days. I knew that person. Oh, I know Roy Masters. Oh, is that Roy Masters? So I called her. After 2 or 3 days, he didn't come. She says, I'm the one that decides the strategy is, whatever they call it. So I said, okay. So another week goes by, and nobody calls. So this yesterday, I picked up the phone and said, and she answered the phone with the name of the name of the company, and she says, "Who's speaking?" I said, "This is Roy Masters." "Oh, Mr. Masters," I said, "you were supposed to have given a time for this for the pipes to be fixed." She said, "Oh, I'm sorry." I said, "That's all right. That's all right." You know what she was? She didn't want to service me because I'm Jewish.
Oh, I said, that's terrible.
But the point is, I said,
you can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Now, I'm only saying this to you, Susan, for a beautiful simplicity where it applies everywhere. So if it was you, you get angry to know that this person is putting it off the schedule because she makes the schedules, but she decided. I could sense it. That it was me, that was the boy. The boy was nice. The son is nice, but she also was very businesslike. And first time she says, "I'll let you know," but then she found out who I was. And then she said, "I schedule the appointments," and a week went by, and I told you that. So another week went by. I called and I told you that. And she said, "Oh, Mr. Masters, yes." And immediately she was stricken. I said, "He was supposed to come to fix it. I just needed it. I need to swim." And she said, "Oh, I'm terribly sorry." But she was terribly sorry in a way that was guilt. And so I said, "It's perfectly all right." And I meant it. See, the average person gets mad and gets upset about these things. And guess what's happening to her? Can you guess? Can you guess it? Can you guess what's happening to her? What would you think?
Well, she was feeling guilty because you weren't getting upset.
Well, there's two things happening. She either goes on with her anger towards me and starts to shrivel up. And that's revenge's mind, saith the Lord. She will shrivel up, I guarantee you. She can never let that go. Never. But it might be sufficient to awaken her as to what she did wrong. And then there's redemption. That's it. So you will now deal with people as I deal with them. Right? So that little story is very simple. But you don't have to be angry and be a judge. See, you know what's going on. You wait for a while. And so if I'm so moved, which I was, quietly, to call, and say, "Oh, Mr. Masters, it's all right," I said. But it isn't all right with her. She's been caught. Now she is stewing in her juice, and I'm going on my way. My grandson, my son-in-law, came and fixed them, my pipes. See? I shoot down my adversary, but I'm not the shooter. And that's what I had to do. Now she's struggling with itself. She's beginning to twist and turn. And she's either going to suffer from it, a terrible suffering, or she's going to say, "Why did I get that? Why did I do that to that man?" And then she may never call me, but she'll be better. You will give opportunity as I speak to you so that you do not hate the person you were talking about. Let her go. She does not know what she's doing. You're a real Christian, aren't you, now?
Yes.
Okay. God love you. And just give me a call sometime and tell me how.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Go with Creator. Okay? All right. Well, this has been a nice program. See the difference when people call. And I wasn't well today. I have the infection. And who knows what's going to happen to it. They've tried to fix it. Maybe it will fix itself like it's fixed every time itself when nobody else could do it. So, a little prayer for me, thank you. And some support, which would be very much a lightening, because we need money. I'm not able to help the soldiers. I've done all I can when I had the money. And the money is going to both sides, you know. They're super something or other. Super pots. I don't know what they call them. It was super packs, that's right. And you know, the left and the right are both no good. You know that, don't you? The right gave in to everything that Obama wanted. What good is that? That's because they both are controlled by another entity. Another country, I'm afraid. So no wonder, no wonder. I don't want to say any more because I haven't got time. All I have to say is to give you the address where you can support me. It doesn't have to take a lot, and make it regular. So listen, wake up. Let's make a better world. And let me show you how to deal with your adversary. Because if I can just get it on a big place high up, if I can get a place where I can show all of you how to do it by doing it myself, to show you how powerful every Christian can be without being powerful. So you won't even know that you're powerful, but I happen to know it's powerful, but it isn't me. It's I'm understanding it. I didn't know I had it, see, until I was about 30, 35. I said, that's who you are. Lots of Christian ministers tried to, were attracted to me, and we talked a lot. But, and he said, you know Jesus. I said, no, where is he? He says, he's inside you. I said, well, how do I find him? He didn't know. I know. I've always had him. I've always been a Christian. But, you know, it has the Jewishness to it. It means Jesus is Jewish. And I didn't have to change my religion, did I? Because he's my mentor and a savior. Isn't that correct? All right, thank you very much. Okay, now please support the foundation. Post Office Box 1000, Ranch Pass, Oregon 97528. Good Sunday. All right, so you can go to my website, fhu.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. And I don't know if you knew that, but you need to put yourself on Twitter and go to Facebook, because I'm going to put something up tonight. I've put some interesting stuff. I think we've almost got 4,000 hits in a couple of days. And so it's working for me, but the money-wise it isn't so far. I've got lots of people saying, wow, 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 wow. And I'm saying, ow, 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 where's the money? Thank you very much. God bless you. Have a good evening.